morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's give it another minute, see if other people come.
Sure.
Randall
has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We will start with the Shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitki luurchimu utkilu utkiluurchimu le'akta l'shem yudhe bavate v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Today we will be studying the third aliyah of the double portion of Achrei Mot Kedoshim. And I'm trying to get my computer to function properly so I can read the third aliyah. Third Aliyah begins with Leviticus chapter 17, verse 8, and completes with chapter 18, verse 21. This is a total of 30 verses. We know the number 30 is the letter, the gematria of the letter Lamed represents.
Has joined.
The letter Lamed is also a word that means a teacher in Hebrew. So the energy of this is teaching. So we will begin. Wa'alehem tomar ish ish mi beit Yisrael min hager asher yagur betochem asher yale ola ozava ve'el petach ve'el moed lo yenu
has joined.
O Tola Donai Yo He Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu He Yo Wanichrat Ha Ish Ha Hu Me Amav We Ish Ish Mi Beit Yisrael Umin Hager Agar Batocham Asher yokal kol dam v'natati panai panepesh ha'okelet et ha'adam v'hikrati o tamikerev ama ki nefesh. Abasar badam hi wa ani netati lachem al hamizbeach lekaper al nafshotechem ki adam hu Banefesh Yikaper Al Kenamarti Livne Israel. Kol Nefesh Computer is jumping today. This is verse 10. I'm going to start it over again. Ve'ish ish mi beit Yisrael min hager hagar v'toch hamasher yokal kol dam v'natati panai v'nefesh ha'okelet et hadam v'hikrati O Tami Kerev Ama Kinefesh Abasar Badam Hi Wa Ani Miyatati Lachem Al Hamizbeah Likaper Al Nachshotechem Ki hadam hu benefesh yikaper. Al kein amarti livnei Yisrael kol nefesh. Michem lo to kal dam v'hager hagar v'tochem lo yo kal dam v'ish ish mivnei Yisrael. Umin hager hagar betocham asher yatsud tzed chaya o of asher yeakel v'shapa et amo v'kisahu be'afar ki nefesh kol basar damo Nafsho, who Omar leave Israel, Dam called Basarlo, though Helu Kinefesh, called Basar Damo, he called Oklav Vikaret, with Konefesh, Asher Tokal. Mevela utreit ba v'ezra uvager v'kibes v'gada v'rachat v'mayim v'tamei ad ha'erev v'taher v'im lo yikabes uvsaro Lo yirchatz v'nasa avono. Vaydaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo El Moshe Lemor Gaber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yamarta lechem. Ani Adonai Yohei Wahei, da nu yo yo ah hey da wa nu hey yo hello hey nu hello hey him ki maase aretz mitzrayim asher yishavtem ba lo ta'asu ukma'ase ha'eretz kena'an asher ani mevi yo echem shama lo ta'asu chukotechem lo teleku et mishpatai ta'asu v'et chukotai tishmeru lalechet v'achem ani Adonai yo hei v'hei adanu yo yo v'hei davanu hei yo Eloheichem ushmartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher ya'aseh otam ha'adam v'achai b'achem ani Adonai yohei v'hei adanu yo yo v'hei davanu hei yo ish ish el kosher b'saro lo tifrivu legalot erwa ani Adonai yohei v'hei adanu yo yo v'hei davanu hei yo ervat avicha v'ervat imcha lo tegale imcha ki lo tegale ervat eshet avicha lo tegale ervat avicha ali ervat achotcha bad avicha o bad imecha moledet bait o moledet chutz lo tegale arvatan ervat bat bimcha o bat bimcha lo tegale ervatan ki ki ervatcha heina ervat bat eshet avicha moledet avicha achotcha ki lo tegale ervata ervat achot avicha lo tegale she'er avicha hi avicha hi ervat achot imcha lo tegale Isher imcha hi ervat achi avicha lo tegale el ishto lo tikrav dodatcha hi ervat kalatcha lo tegale eshet Bimcha hi lo tegale ervata ervat eshet achicha lo tegale ervat achicha hi ervat isha uvita lo tegale et bat benach et bat Vita lo tikach legalot erwat tikach litzror legalod erwata alecha bechayecha. Will isha b'ni datumata lo tikrav legalod erwata. Will eshet amitcha lo titen shekavtecha lezara letam'a va letam'a va umizaracha lo titen lecha avir lamolech lo techalel et shem Elohecha ani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda Wanuheyo. That's the completion of the reading, but I noticed that I made an error when I counted the verses. There are 31 verses. The number 31 is connected to the name of God El, Aleph Lamed. And that name of Hashem relates to the level of Chokhmah. And if you take a look at the two letters, Aleph Lamed, it has the meaning of unity, which comes from the Aleph. And Lamed means teaching, as I said earlier. So we can interpret that name, we can connect to the level of wisdom based on the idea of teaching unity. The first verse, the English translation, and you should say to them, any man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who will sojourn among them, who offers up a burnt offering or sacrifice, but does not bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting to make it to Hashem, that man shall be cut off from his people. We spoke about this idea yesterday at the end of the reading. I believe it's verses 6 and 7. They seem to be somewhat duplicative, but they really aren't, as we know. But it's the idea that if you make a sacrifice, you kosher an animal, you shek the animal, sacrifice it or kill it in the kosher manner, it needs to be done in front of Hashem. It needs to be brought. No matter where you sheked it, it needs to be brought to Hashem in order to complete the process. Verse 10. And any man of the house of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among them who eats any blood, I will set my attention upon the soul who eats the blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. Now, what does it mean that Hashem is setting his attention upon the soul? Does it mean he's going to watch to see if the man overcomes the blood that he has eaten? Or does it mean he will just cut him off? I'm sure it's a question that's been commented on by many sages. I've just never read that answer. For the soul of the flesh is in the blood, and I have therefore given it to you upon the altar to atone for your souls. for it is the blood that atones for the soul. This is describing the blood of the animal, and that's why it needs to be brought in front of Hashem. Verse 12. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, none of you shall eat blood, and the stranger who sojourns among you shall not eat blood. This seems to be a duplication of what's been said. So what else is it teaching us? And any man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn among them, who traps a quarry of a wild animal or bird that may be eaten and sheds its blood, he shall cover it with dust. This is a part of the ritual that when you go hunting and you kill the animal that is a kosher animal, you need to drain its blood in order to eat it, salt it with kosher salt, as people know. But then the blood needs to be covered with dust. It needs to be returned to the earth and not left to the open, where the soul, the nefesh of the animal, will be attached to the negative system. For the soul of all flesh, its blood is in the soul. And I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the soul of any flesh is its blood. All who eat it shall be cut off. Now here it's saying specifically, I'm not even going to watch. Anybody who eats blood, consumes blood and puts it in their body, they're going to have a karet. They're going to be cut off from Hashem. And any person, whether a native or a stranger, who eats carrion or what was torn, shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in the waters, and shall remain unclean until evening, and then he shall become clean. And if he does not immerse or immerse his flesh, he shall bear his sin. Chapter 18. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am Ani Hashem Elohecha, your God. Like the practice of the land of Egypt in which you dwelled, you shall not do. And like the practice of the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you, you shall not do, and you shall not follow their statutes. You shall fulfill my ordinances and observe my statutes to follow them. I am Hashem, your God. You shall observe my statutes and my ordinances, which a man shall do and live by them. I am Hashem. No man shall come near to any of his close relatives to uncover their nakedness. I am Hashem. This is the beginning of these directions regarding incest, regarding sexual improprieties. And everybody has heard of them, everybody knows them, except you don't. You don't understand that it's referring to the Sephirot and the relationships between Sephirot, the relationships between Partsufim, the faces, which are structured in Sephirot.
Has joined.
So when it says, no man shall come near to any of his close relatives to uncovered nakedness. I am Hashem. It means that there needs to be a separation between the upper three sephirot and the upper triangle and the lower triangle. Netzach and Hod can connect to each other, but they can't unify. They can't become the central column. That's only happening in Yesod. Verse 7, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. This is talking about Abba and Ima, the partsuf or the partsufim associated with Chachma and Bina. And what does nakedness imply with respect to the Sephirot? You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness. This is a relationship to Bina, and so I've answered, this verse answers the question, what is the nakedness of Abba? It is the relationship with Bina. If you separate Abba and Ima, Chachma and Bina, this is called nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, whether your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born to one who may remain in the home or born to one who must be sent outside, you shall not uncover their nakedness. So, who is your father's daughter? And who is your mother's daughter? These are the levels of Malchut of Abba and Malchut of Ima, because they are the daughters. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, you shall not uncover their nakedness, for they are your own nakedness. This is referring to the transition from one frame of reference to another. As an example, you have a tree, and the tree then grows a daughter, meaning its next generation. And so there needs to be separation between these two generations of trees, but also of people. Verse 11, the nakedness of the daughter of your father's wife, born to your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The daughter of your father's wife that's born to your father, father is Abba, daughter is Malchut. She is the sister of Zeran Pin. Malchut is both a wife to Zeran Pin and a sister to Zeran Pin. How does the relationship relate? When Malchut is initially perceived, it's coming from the left column of the Tree of Life, and so it is connected to judgment. But it moves relative to that. It becomes central column. And this is what this verse is describing, this process of transitioning from the frame of judgment for Malchut to the frame of central column for Malchut. How does that happen? What is the difference between the Malchut that's in judgment and the Malchut that's in central column? The level of Chachma that has been revealed in Malchut. Verse 12, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is the close relative of your father. Again, this is describing Malchut and the relationship to Chachma, which is what was discussed in verse 11. And now it's explaining how that happens. Verse 13, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is the close relative of your mother. Malchut and Bina are not supposed to unify until it's time, till the tikkun is completed. That's this verse 13. Now verse 14, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not come near his wife. She is your aunt. Who is your father's brother? We're talking about different generations, different frames of reference. In every partsuf, you have one each of the 10 sefirot. But what happens is every chesed, in every frame of reference, communicates with each other. It's discussing how certain frames of reference have limitations of what can be communicated. Verse 15, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. This is again referring to different frames of reference. Verse 16, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. If you're separating Bina from Hakma, or is the level of Zerantin from Malchut, this is called nakedness, as we hinted at earlier. Verse 17, you shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. You shall not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are close relatives. It is evil counsel. Well, we're talking about Bina and Malchut. But when we say not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter, we're talking about frames of reference. Now, why does it say it is an evil counsel? I'm not sure that that's a correct translation. So I really don't understand that particular verse, aspect of the verse. Verse 18, and you shall not take a woman with her sister as rivals to uncover the nakedness of one upon the other in her lifetime. Again, we're talking about frames of reference. The woman and her sister are different frames of reference. But the woman represents Bina, the sister represents Malchut. And how do you uncover the nakedness? You separate Zerampin from Malchut. You separate Chachma from Bina. Verse 19, and to a woman during the uncleanness of her separation, you shall not come near to uncover her nakedness. It's talking about the negative system, which is constantly trying to interact with the positive system to receive more light, to receive more sustenance. You shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to become defiled by her. neighbor's wife is a different frame of reference. You shall not give any of your offspring to pass through for Molech, and you shall not profane the name of your God. The name of Hashem, I am Hashem. Molech is the same letters, but different vowels, to the word Melech. So it's talking in terms of the different frames of reference can be considered when we're talking about Sephiroth. When we're talking about Sephiroth in different frames of reference, God forbid it can be considered an alternative or a substitute for Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. And that's what this verse is referring to. And that is the completion of our English translation. Does anybody have any questions? Just realize, I have never read the specifics that I have just said to you, but intuitively, that's where they come from. That's where this information flows from. I have read in the Zohar about these idea that these laws relate to the Sephiroth. But the specifics are my idea, so you may determine that they're incorrect for you, that you should know that this is the source, my intuition, for the particular, not for the general. While you're unmuting your phones to ask questions or to say, have a beautiful day, I'm reminding you that there are three additional classes today. Our 11 o'clock class will be continuing our study of the Book of Judgment, the Book of Judges, Sefer Shoftim. And at 7 or 4 p.m., we will have our Deep Zohar class along with the Counting of the Omer. And at 7 p.m., all of these times are West Coast times, we will have the Tikkuni Zohar classes. Are there any questions? If not, have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.